Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and He Said He Stargate. We're on Rumble, YouTube, VMO, He Said He Stargate TV. God, I don't know. I think I missed a couple. I don't know. We're all over the place, so you can find us. Just type in He Said He Stargate and it'll pop up the official channels. A lot going on. There's so much going on now. We kind of tore the Band-Aid off a few things last show, and I think we're going to really tear the Band-Aid off a few more things. So one of the things in the news, I'm going to go over the news first. And, you know, as we said, Tucker Carlson, you know, has the chains off now. And now his new show on Twitter, he's just blown the lid off everything fearlessly, saying what the others are afraid to say. So really check out his show. He is just nailing it. You know, I'm going to send him some UFO videos and have him come out here and blow his mind. But you know, he blew the lid off the weaponized biolabs in Ukraine with Biden and other Dems and Rhinos names all over the contracts. And this has all been released by the Russian scientists. You know, it's fallen on deaf ears with the UN and NATO because they're determined to fight this war with every last Ukrainian. So they don't want peace. They're in it for, they just want, no matter what, they have to cover all this up. But these weaponized biolabs sponsored by the global elite, along with their deep state enforcers and the politically corrupt, are creating bioweapons to implement, you know, their global depopulation program. And yes, various strains of COVID were found in these biolabs as well as other things. So now Robert F. Kennedy's blowing the whistle off a lot of this stuff. So I'd listen to him too, because he's talking about how a lot of things were developed in Ukraine and then went to Wuhan. And you know, this is all coming out now. So, you know, do your research on that. Mostly this war is all about protecting their assets and agendas. And that's the real reason for entering the war. President Zelensky, you know, he's a comedian, porn actor, suspended the elections, which throws out the door the Democrat and Rhinos Save Democracy program. It's a brutal dictatorship. There's no democracy there. And so you, this whole preserve democracy, again, is like preserve our assets, basically. The vast majority of the people in many regions, mostly Russian-speaking and Russian descent, voted unanimously to leave Ukrainian rule and join Russia. Go figure. That sounds like democracy. You know, so I think they're stamping out democracy over there is what they're doing. So this is due to the Ukrainian government's use of Nazis and their tactics in dealing with the Russian people living in Ukraine. You know, look up Azov Battalion tactics, literally, which have been torturing and murdering Russians for quite some time. Funding Nazis is directly against international law. Zelensky wears on his shirts the Nazi symbols. And there's no question concerning Nazis operating within the military. So how can we claim we are fighting for democracy when there is no democracy? And that Ukraine is also a major hub for drug, child, and sex trafficking, along with the illegal organ harvesting. So again, allegedly, all this is connected to shell companies tied to a lot of politicians right up to the top. So the Ukraine is the main base for the global elite and deep state operations. The ones screaming the loudest to support the war and save democracy are the ones that have the biggest investments in all of this. So it can only be regarded as a dictatorship, you know, and Russia basically is doing the world a favor. So do your research on that, folks. Don't take it from me. We admitted, you know, our own top leaders admitted that we have biolabs over there and they're afraid of the Russians getting a hold of them. So that's fully admitted. You know, this isn't just some conspiracy theory. Okay, this just in, Biden announced Putin is losing the war in Iraq. And talk about our master strategist. You know, he doesn't even know where the war is, you know. So anyway, we'll just leave that where it is. It's a poor guy. He can't even find the door anymore. Anyway, the Brunson case is before the Supreme Court, and it's a slam dunk when it comes to election fraud, followed by many treasonous acts. You know, any politician who certified the election without a proper investigation will automatically be fired, barred from any government position. IRS whistleblowers are testifying that the Donald Trump 2020 election loss was an inside job. The Durham report also verifies this. a lot more to that story. You know, let's see if the Supreme Court has become corrupt, if so the civil remedies have all been exhausted and the next step is going to be the military. But it's a slam dunk case. You know, there's no way getting around it. And I don't know how they could rule in any way other than in favor of, unless they're corrupted. So here's more news. Looks like Madonna canceled her celebration tour after child trafficking allegations. Expect a lot of other tours by some very famous people being canceled. Wait a minute. Wasn't she in a video smoking crack with Hunter? Yeah, I think she was. I think it's on his laptop. Speaking of his laptop and the Wiener laptop and the Hillary computers, I mean, this all needs to come out. It's going to just spell it all out. You can't deny it. Of course, Joe never knew about this. You know, he had no idea this was going on. The massive fires in Canada have burned 20 million acres. The smoke is combining with water, and the UV light is converting it to formaldehyde and benzene, both having serious effects, adverse effects, including cancer. Many smell burning plastic, chemicals in the air. It's illogical to believe this is a natural event and fits into the agenda to drive everyone into the 15-minute cities. You know, get them out of the rural areas, get them out of the country, and get everybody in these 15-minute cities. Firefighters in the U.S. are demanding answers as to why accelerants are being dropped on fires instead of water and fire retardant. The chemicals have an accelerant as well. You know, well, the chemtrails actually have an accelerant as well as heavy metals, which block the uptake of water and minerals necessary for a healthy forest. Notice all the dead trees. How's your garden doing this year? You know, why is the fruit dropping off the trees early? I've never seen anything like it. It's like this is a full-on war on you know, nature and our gardens and our crops and everything else. So it's ongoing. There's no doubt about it. Good news is it looks like Nasara Jazara is right around the corner with military action to enforce it. I've said all along, don't quit your day job. You know, if things go as expected, you just might be able to quit your day job. But, you know, this was for years, people have been saying this is going to happen. It's going to happen tomorrow, Tuesday. It's all going to happen. The RV is going to happen. And I've always said, no, it's not going to happen yet. It's not going to happen yet. But now it looks like it's getting really, really close. And the military has been seen deployed, you know, to a minimum of 27 states. We've seen some big tanker planes flying over constantly and a lot of other activities. So people are seeing tanks on the streets and a lot of other things. So something big's getting ready to happen. But, you know, what's odd is the same number of states in America have joined the BRICS, breaking away from the Federal Reserve cartel. So, you know, the QFS quantum financial system is in place. And I'd expect chaos, you know, for 2 to 4 weeks when they flip the switch. So preparation is in order. Things might get very bad before they become very, very good. And, you know, back to Biden. Biden Inc. is buried under a mountain of evidence concerning the millions received from foreign governments, obviously, of which he has been doing their bidding. No way to dig out of this one. The weaponized agencies can't sweep this under the rug. There's too many whistleblowers, banks, and others gladly offering up evidence. None of these play for pay players will fare well, you know, in the military courts. And you know, once they've exhausted all civil avenues, now it'll be up to the military. So remember your oaths, everyone. You know, you all took an oath, and you might be held to that oath. The here's another one. You know, also the American people basically are done with the 1.4% LGBTQ whatever letters use a proper pronoun, transgender, fake science program being shoved down their throats. We have to ask this question, is forcing the 1.4% agenda on the majority of democracy? No, it's not. Does that fit into the takedown of America program of the global elite? Control and destroy the economy, demoralize the people, divide the races, religions, genders, pit them against each other, the old divide and conquer. Weaponizing the agencies and corporations, including the press and big pharma, then turning them on the people is lockstep with the agendas and plans of the global elite. So you can't miss it. It's in your face right now. And most people are very allowing and they don't really care until you start messing with their children and then you cross the line. So, you know, most people, you know, we all have gay friends and we all have, I've had all my life, I've known people like, I'm just, you know, I said, well, you know, that's your thing, you know, whatever. And it's not my thing, but, you know, most people are just very allowing and they're not so judgmental and they're not, but, you know, when you start going after the children, you start grooming the children and mutilating the children, you know, with these gender operations and everything, that you cross the line. And that's going to be the big takedown. I guess to get back to the UFO, UAP disclosure was another total fail. We talked about that earlier last show with the Pentagon reinforcing its opinion that there are no UFOs. Stephen Greer, Mr. Apologist for the negative ETs that have been exploiting humanity for thousands of years, held firm on his no negative ETs policy by shutting down the conference. When asked about negative ETs, you know, this next question is for the critically thinking and research impaired. Why would he do that? Divert attention away from the obvious negative element. You know, shouldn't we know the whole truth so we can use discernment and protect ourselves? You know, does he teach how to protect oneself from unseen negative influences? If not, that's the height of irresponsibility. Even in basic spiritual 101, you know, you do that. So where's the mention of the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs? You know, sit with that. You know, nobody's talking about that because they can't stand in front of these beings. These beings are so spiritual and technologically advanced and powerful, energetic. These guys can't, they don't, that's the last thing they want to show up on their neighborhood. So, you know, in anyway, you know, sit with that, think about it. You know, as I said before, going to the military and politicians to tell us the truth is like the foxes and coyotes going to the wolves on behalf of the chickens or sheeple in our case. So, you know, if you're going to keep giving your power away to these guys, it's a controlled narrative. And you're going to have to step out of the controlled narrative or you'll never know the truth and you'll never see the bigger picture, which is what they fear most, is you figuring out who you are and who they are and who this incredible multidimensional lineage of very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are coming in right now. And there's nobody can stop this. It's like the creator itself is behind this. So good luck with that program. But anyway, you know, until you break out of this, you're just not ready for contact. You're just going to be stuck within the controlled narrative and social consciousness, giving your power away to somebody else to do something for you. So anyway, for those who can't grasp, this is what they're going to say, you know, is the military going to say, we've been aware of ETs for centuries. They have been coming and going for eons. They abduct our people, experiment on them. In the worst case scenario, are used as slaves and a food source. Are they going to admit they have absolutely no control of our airspace? Sorry about the deadly force used to cover this up. Then we turn to the politicians in the pocket of the military industrial complex and say, tell us the truth. Do you see how lame this is? You know, how we give our power away to the controlled opposition with deep state ties to satanic Luciferian pedophiles, believing anything, you know, they're going to tell us is the truth. It's time to wake up, rise up, pull off the mask. You know, we need a disclosure conference, not a disclosure conference. And until that happens, disclosure is pretty much doomed to fail. John H. Warner IV, I just read a thing that he put out, and he's the senator's son who blew the lid off the US UFO disclosure, saying the military and politicians are neck deep in child sex trafficking and the war industry, which basically is useless when it comes to advanced UFOs, you know, thousands, millions, if not billions of years ahead of us. So our technology is so limited compared to theirs, and they don't want you to know this. So, and basically he's saying good luck with disclosure. You know, I'm glad somebody else gets it, you know, but he's just saying you again, you know, you're the foxes and the coyotes are going to the wolves on your behalf, and that's exactly what's happening. And by the way, black magic, psychic, and psychotronic attacks employing the negative ETs and their technology is going to have instant karma. It's only opening up a line to track it back, you know, putting into it by the positive ETs and the ascended masters. and they've been doing everything they can to censor. You know, these attacks people are doing are when you do your prayer work, do your clearing work, ask the higher beings, just say, track this back to the source and, you know, tenfold, give them what they put out. And you can put an end to this really quick because they have spiritual technology, which is far superior. So anyway, you know, it's basically, that's the only way it's going to happen. But when humanity is free from all the oppression on every level, it will be like a super oxygenated breath of fresh air. And it's going to be like a great weight was lifted off of them. And it's coming, and it's coming soon. And a lot of it's already underway. So this is all going to be, it's falling apart right now. Their equipment is failing and all this nonsense that they're doing. The last thing I want to address is getting on the right side of the fence, which ties in very well. And there's a lot of people that fell off the fence due to their own unhealed traumas, both childhood and past relationships, including past lives. And, you know, there's the victim stance, you know, need to be right and set boundaries with fictitious enemies, which are nothing more than their own projections. And the way you know if you're setting the necessary boundary is if the amount of charge and the experience and the level of integrity on your side. You know, so I've seen people set boundaries, and then when you say, all right, then they get butthurt, and then when you respect their boundaries. You know, it's crazy making. It's a no-win situation for either side. And the ego, especially the wounded ego, has a very big charge in it and will act out of integrity, making every excuse to validate their actions. And they will start by case building, you know, gather people around and validate their projection. And people with similar projections, opportunists, people of lesser evolved, you know, people lesser evolved, people of lesser character support these projections. And it's just a big mess. And if you go down that path, you're devolving, you're not evolving. And so when you're on the path of, when you're on the upward spiral, it's going to be a total change. But the only one has to ask, am I coming from the heart? Am I coming from my highest integrity? Am I keeping my word? Are my actions selfish or in service to others? The ego is like a child demanding revenge. And the last thing it wants is for you to sit with those questions. And if we are truly seeking self-mastery, we have to constantly ask ourselves those questions and sit with those questions, you know, in order to transcend them. But anyway, the higher self is always saying, maybe you should reframe this, reevaluate it. You should want to have this, you know, would you want to have this in your light review? And be very careful with creating karma. You know, after all, this is karma being worked out, and maybe there's another way of handling it that will heal and free you from once and for all. And if you don't heal this now, it'll come around again, affecting your health, well-being, and future. So make sure you're on the upward spiral and not being influenced by unseen and seen negative influences, which, you know, their agendas are not in your highest and best good. So this is a global thing happening right now. We seem to be surrounded by it. And I've never seen so much just pure craziness. And it's why I kind of stepped out of the circuit. You know, I go, I'm done with the circuit. It's such a mess. But I wanted to cover that, you know, with all the attacks I've experienced and the character assassinations and betrayals and those with agendas, not getting what they want, becoming victims, you know, the negative influences seen and unseen jumping in, finding chinks in the armor of those around me, sabotaging the work. You know, I've had a lot of forgiveness to do. And I've also had to set some boundaries, yet I make sure they're healthy boundaries and not based on my own issues. You know, something extremely lacking in both the spiritual and the UFO community. So we got to look at, do we have a charge? You know, do we have a charge in this? Is this real? You know, is this, you know, we just have to be brutally honest with ourselves to get through this. And, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, if I make a mistake or acted out of integrity in any way whatsoever, and, you know, due to not releasing the past or healing the past, I'm the first to take personal responsibility. You know, I sit with it and I'll apologize, seeking closure, clearing any karma, you know, so as not to repeat it. And that's, you have to totally suppress the ego to do this. And, you know, only the ego needs defending and resists apologizing or forgiving. And the ego also judge everyone that does not align with its beliefs, B-L-I-E-F-S, or projections of what they should be often based on a very limited program. So if you step out of that projection, you're judged, condemned, and must be taken down or punished, you know, especially if you trigger one of a myriad of other victim patterns within them. So, you know, there are times with all the posers, opportunists, agendas, and projections, I have to just stop. I got to get out in nature, open up to the masters, spiritual and technological advanced off-worlders and earth beings, and recalibrate and find support on those levels and my own healing. So support not available, you know, in the masses or social consciousness. In fact, that's often experienced as, you know, suppression of the higher consciousness and light. So you got to be brutally honest with yourself and get out in nature and get away from all the drama. And then you can see things clearly. You have, then you get the Buddha mind, the fresh mind, so you can see things clearly. And I'll tell you one big glitch in the detractors game is, how can anybody have such a bright, colorful aura? And we'll put the picture in there. You can see it. And my aura changes as the different masters come in. So another question is, why are the masters appearing to us here at ISETI? You know, why are the ships appearing in every size, shape, and color imaginable? You know, why is it ongoing? Why is it such a threat to the dark hearts, posers, and opportunists? You know, are the masters wrong? You know, why are we generating so much light and spontaneous healings here? You know, do the detractors' opinions take precedence over all of this? I mean, this is just base logic, folks. And but we've fallen below base logic into just pure illogic. But anyway, you know, the problem is the detractors, they never take time to question themselves, match the obvious with their own opinions and projections. And that, my friends, is the ego driven down on the downward spiral. So the world is divided between those who have chosen the upward spiral, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. And then there are those who are taking the downward spiral, creating disharmony, allowing the unseen negative influences to distract and derail them in self-serving ways, trying to control others. They seek those that will validate their projections, other wounded opportunists, focusing on revenge rather than healing and forgiveness. And we get to choose which path we take in each moment. So what we don't get to choose is avoiding the karmic reactions and the light review later when we have to stand before some beings, and which is extremely embarrassing when you have to go over some of our choices and actions that are outside of universal law. So in closing, there's one question I just cannot wrap my head around, and concerning all the evidence, the personal experiences of spontaneous healings, photos, videos of the masters and light ships appearing at ISETI, how can anyone in their right mind attack and try to disrupt what is happening? How can they come to terms with that in their own soul? You know, I think that just answered the question. You know, they're not in their right mind or in touch with their souls. So, you know, in that case, if they're not, who's doing the driving? You know, this isn't a trick question. So I know I'm being brutally honest with some of these things, but it's time we all are going to have to be very brutally honest and really kind of use base logic and what's unfolding around us. Because, you know, the thing is, the energy's here. It's incredible. The masters are here. The ships are here. Nothing's changed here, you know, other than a lot of, there's just a lot of, I can't even explain it. It's so crazy. I don't even want to try to explain it. I'm not even going to try. So anyway, for a lot of people on the front lines, you know, sometimes it's time to take a break. I have a lot of people that are really high integrity people that are doing the work, and they've been swimming ahead of the wave. And when I was getting in meditation, it said, let the wave catch up. You know, the lie is dying. You know, the truth is awakening. There's nothing more valuable or everlasting than truth, and it stands the test of time on its own merit. Give the seeds you planted a chance to grow. No one can stop what is coming. One on the side of God is the majority. So anyway, that's my rant for today. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of chaos, and we're seeing a lot of division, and we're seeing a lot of, some people are on the upward spiral and some people are on the downward spiral. And so a lot of times we have to set boundaries and really reevaluate things, you know, really sit with ourselves out in nature and ask ourselves, am I coming from the heart? You know, am I way too rigid? Am I in judgment and condemnation of others? Have I set too unrealistic, you know, rules and regulations for not only myself, but for others? You know, am I too rigid? You know, there's things we have to sit down and look at. And really, when you're in judgment and you're in other people's business, you're not taking care of your business. So I love what Byron Katie said. She said, I think there's three kinds of business: your business, other people's business, and God's business. And our biggest fail is when we get into other people's business and we stop taking care of our business. And that's one of the biggest traps right now to ascension that people are getting into. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off my rant and go ahead and get into the basic questions. I hope I didn't offend anybody, but if you were offended by this, and you know, I tell people it's not your coat, don't wear it. And if there's some offense going on, maybe you might have something you need to look at, you know. But anyway, let's go on with the questions.
Do you feel there will still be an EBS, and if so, before the 2024 election?
Yeah, EBS is the emergency broadcast system, where the White Hats are going to say, okay, you know, game's on, we flip the switch, you know, get ready. And there's going to be some chaos, and then a whole new world is going to come out where all the healing technology and anti-gravity, counter-gravity, free, everything's going to be released. So I think it's really close. I don't think we're going to wait till the 2024 election. It has to be done earlier.
Do you think it will involve some sort of ET disclosure, or would that come later?
Yeah, the ET disclosure, it's already happening. It's coming from the skies. And the ETs are, the benevolent ones are extremely advanced technologically. And they're disabling a lot of the ships of the negative ones and dropping them, you know, into rural areas so people can't deny anymore. You know, how they can't cover this up because it's on the news, it's on people's cameras, it's on people's security systems, you know, like in Vegas. But there's a lot around the world. There's a lot of ships coming down. They've been disabled and they just barely land if they don't crash. And then their buddies are showing up to pick them up. And you know, that's part of the disclosure, as well as just the mass appearance of ships around the world right now. So disclosure is really going to come from the heavens, and don't think anybody has an exclusive on disclosure. Some people think they do.
Is the QFS running beside the fiat cabal system?
From my understanding, and I'm a little out of my lane, but I'll tell you what I've been told in this, because I'm not a banker or any of this other stuff, but the QFS is the quantum financial system. And what I understand is it's mirrored. It's along side of our fiat system, and it's mirrored all the banks and everything. And so when they flip the switch, it's already in place. And we move over to there, and the feds are pretty much out of the story, and everything goes back to the treasury. And then, you know, Nassar is the local one, Jassar is the global one. And we go back to common law, and all this other nonsense goes out the door, and all the tyranny just collapses after that.
Do we still have a Queen Nasty Anunnaki in the tunnels in Europe?
Interesting. From my understanding, is the vast majority of that is cleaned out. And there are some that are trying to return, and they keep picking up. You know, the ones in Vegas were some that tried to return, and they took them out. But I think most of the tunnels are cleared up. There might be something, I think, over in Israel. There's something there that has to be finished off. But there's a lot of misinformation about the Anunnaki, because there's benevolent Anunnaki and there's malevolent Anunnaki. There's the fallen Anunnaki, and they're the ancient Lyrians, and they're the bearded gods. And they're like 24 feet tall, some of them. And a lot of ones we see now are like around 8+ feet tall, because they've changed because of life on other planets and things. But there's a lot of misinformation that the Anunnaki are reptilian. They're not. Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy on the earth, and that's where that comes from. So, and we've been under draconian law ever since then, but that's being canceled out right now. So the benevolent ones are returning, and the benevolent Anunnaki are returning because they have some karma in this, and they're cleaning up, you know, that they're pulling these, the fallen ones before the councils and saying, you know, you're done.
Can you please explain the second son so many are capturing on video?
You know, I haven't looked into that much, but I know there's always been prophecy of a second sun coming. It's more of a blue sun, and it'll be changing the grasses will all take on a blue hue to them and a lot of the plants. And I know that's having an effect. It's already affecting us. The other sun that people are seeing, I gotta look into that, because, you know, one Andromedan ship, if they power up, it looks like 10,000 suns, and it could be just a ship that people are seeing powering up. Yeah. So I'm not sure. And we're moving through a whole new place in the whole galaxy, our whole solar system. So, you know, we're picking up all kinds of planets and other things, you know, close by.
Will we, with the higher dimensionals, help dismantle or otherwise get rid of the AI that controls the regressive ETs?
Yeah, the AI. I know the benevolent ETs have that under control, and they know how to kind of do pest control on that and clean that up. So they've got that under control. I think some of that's out of our pay grade. We have the higher dimensional beings are going to have to help us with that one, but a lot of it's being already cleaned up, and you know, there's a lot more information on that. I just have to do more research and look into it.
What are your thoughts about the ascension of our animals?
You know, what's interesting, the animals are really misunderstood, and you know, we think of them as dumb animals, but they're not. And they can communicate with us and talk, you know, telepathically and everything else. But as long as we project that dumb animal thing on them, they'll act that out. They're very subjective. You know, dogs will do that too. They'll be really subjective to their owners. And they are ascending. The fear is going away. They're coming down from the mountains. We got bears and cougars in our backyard and giant elk and everything, and you know, it's, yeah, I walk out there, hey, what's up, you know? You know, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, but don't be stupid, because you know, some they can cause a lot of damage, so you want to make sure you have protection. But yeah, they're definitely evolving. They're losing the fear, and they're coming down, and eventually, like on the Earth, they control the animals with their minds, and they have some pretty gnarly predators still living in there, like T-Rexes and things like that, but they're not a threat because they can control them mentally.
How does one patch up any holes or leaks in his or her aura?
Boy, I tell you how not to put holes in your aura is not doing all these drugs, even a lot of plant medicine, you know, creates problems, especially, you know, if you abuse them and do them, you know, too much. But the holes in your aura, I think, by meditation, by asking your intention to regenerate those fields and clear those fields through diet, through cleansing, through a lot of, you know, prayer, meditation, things like that, all those things can help rebuild your energy fields. And we all have guides and masters and teachers waiting to assist us. And we just have to set the intent and ask and do our part.
Will people with schizophrenia or any of the schizo illnesses make it through the ascension?
Okay, the imp's trying to come out and I'm not going to do that. I say, you know, I'm going to be fine, and so am I. No, but, you know, it's kind of weird. A lot of these things that are diagnosed can be controlled spiritually, and teaching them how to heal and seeing negative influences and things like that. And to label it all as schizophrenia might not be accurate. There might be something else going on. You know, we're multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum, and everything is still ongoing. when you understand that, when you get time doesn't even exist on the highest levels, you can go forward or backward anywhere in time. And you know, maybe people are picking up that other lifetime and merging with it and things like that. So if you clean up that lifetime, that would stop. You know, if you heal unseen negative influences or past life influences, that would come to an end. There's some major training. A lot of people that are diagnosed with mental illness actually are very gifted people, and they just need the training. And then they can use that as a gift and help others help others heal, help people understand, you know, clear up emotional trauma, things like that, once they understand how to regulate those gifts.
How do you know if someone has an attachment on them or if you have an attachment on yourself?
Usually their head turns 360. it's like a little spit please soup coming out. But I tell you what, when they're in the presence of unseen negative influences, a lot of times you'll have a lot of emotional outbursts and anger. You'll have, very sadness and anger and weird feelings that aren't even yours. You don't know where they're coming from. You know, it's coming from an unseen negative influence. A lot of accidents. If you're having a lot of accidents, you're feeling spaced out. A lot of health challenges come with that. There's so many things. It's like if you've got an attachment, your life kind of just goes to, you know what, goes to shift, you know, but on a downward spiral. But, and that's why it's so important to heal any unseen negative influences and set a boundary. Go, not mine. As soon as you feel it, go, not mine. Work with whichever master guide or your choice. Work with creator, whatever you feel, and ask that this be clear. The prayers are they're on the website for free. They're in all the books, everything on how to heal unseen negative influences. So, a lot of times when you walk into a room and there's people in the room that are harboring a lot of anger and stuff, all of a sudden you get angry, you know, and so it's really important on, you know, what you engage in, especially in the collective consciousness, you know, so that's why we spend a lot of time in nature here as much as we can, just to stay out of that.
Are the grays demonic?
I wouldn't say the grays are demonic. They're just a different group that they're more like lab created versus creator created. And the tall grays can seem demonic. They're very nasty. There's demonic realms. There's reptilian, royal reptilian, serpent beings. Tall grays, all that stuff is pretty nasty, you know, so they, and that goes back to people who don't teach people how to heal these unseen negative influences and set boundaries and create sacred space are doing an extreme injustice to others. And, you know, if they aren't doing that, they're probably working with it.
I often hear people say that the greatest galactic threat is AI. But I also hear people say our government is full of Luciferians. How does AI fit into a spiritual narrative or vice versa?
You know, that's interesting because a lot of the AI was created to control and dominate and manipulate, and which aligns with the satanic Luciferian program. And they're at war with Creator. If you really look at what they're doing, they're, you know, the one thing that the masters and Jesus and all the masters said, do not harm, do not touch one of these is the children. And that's why they're going after the children and the ultimate slap to Creator. So, they're at war with creation. You know, that's why they have the chemtrails. That's why they have these fires. That's why all these things are going on, because they're at war. They'd like to see this planet into a dust bowl, you know, a desert, you know, because they'd rather have that than be reminded of Creator through creation. So it's only going to make sense, because how can there be so much inhumanity on the planet without non-human intervention? And there is a lot of non-human intervention, and we're in the process of cleaning that up.
Is there any sect of the DS hierarchy here on planet or off planet that still has access to the use of targeted energy?
Yeah. Yeah. Target. Yeah. There's, They do. They still have access to that. We're not done yet. You know, when you see the chemtrails and you see these fires and the directed energy weapons and you see you know, as long as that's going on, they still have access to that. And they're not spraying good stuff in the chemtrails. That's a misnomer. But these heavy metals are accelerants. They create enormous wildfires. They destroy the trees, the forests, your gardens, your fruit trees, everything, the stuff they're putting in these chemtrails. So, I mean, anybody doing something like that has lost their humanity. They've lost their connection with their soul. And so most people can't handle it. It's so evil that they just can't wrap their head around it. But people have to wake up and wrap their head around it and do something about it, because, you know, none of these things could go on unless there was people that participated in it. And so with this new energy coming in, that's not sustainable. That whole program is collapsing in on itself. So it's just a short matter of time. But, you know, I always tell people, as long as there's chemtrails are going on, as long as you don't see the rainbow currency coming through the ATMs, they still got a hand in things, you know. And when that stuff ends, you know, then we're going to get the big shift.
I am not seeing anyone mentioning or talking about the Native tribes at all. With all this chaos and prophecies unveiling, I find it very strange. Can you shed any light on this?
Yeah, the Native tribes, the indigenous tribes all know about it. And it's part of the prophecies. And I've talked about this before, like in the Lakota prophecies, they said there is a beast and the beast is 2,000 miles wide. And hopefully I don't screw this up, but the 2,000 miles wide is the time. It's going to run for like 2,000 years. And it's all consuming. It just wants to control and dominate everything. And they said towards the end, the beast consumes itself because it's not sustainable and collapses. And then we have 1,000 years of peace and we join the Star Nations and things like that. Well, everybody has kind of a prophecy similar to like that. And when you put all the prophecies together, they're all pretty much saying the same thing, that there's going to be a big reckoning happening. The beast implodes, the darkness implodes on itself because it's not self-sustaining. You know, the people rise up and then end of story, basically. So, and then they all have the 2,000 years or 1,000 years of peace.
Which of the feline beings have a feline body with tails, etc.?
Yeah, the felines, that there's humanoid felines that are, they're fifth dimensional beings and they're explorers and they were based out of Lyra. They're in Sirius. They're in a lot of different systems right now. They're all over the place, basically. And they're actually digging up some of their bodies in the Antarctic, and they know about them. But they're humanoid like us, but humanoid felines. And then you got panther beings, and then you've got the lion beings, which are like 17 feet tall, and they're the protectors of the gods. And they were the protectors of the ancient Lyrians. And they continue to evolve, and so they're here to protect, you know, protect the frontliners. But we have to initiate it. We have to ask for it.
Do you think the Earth is dying?
No, I don't think the Earth is dying. I've spent too much time in nature and things like that. She's very resilient, you know, and. You know, it's not, everybody goes save the Earth. I think it's more like save humanity. Because when she's
ascending.
There's an old saying that she's very slow to act, but very thorough when she does. And, you know, you take a volcano or a tsunami or things like that. You know, if we screw up to the point where the energy fields are so heavy and dark that nature comes in and cleans it up, and you're going to have a massive storm or tornadoes, or you're going to have earthquakes and volcanic activity, everything, because she's going to heal herself and she's ascending and she's going to go to the next level. So there's a lot of people that are in places that are probably in need of a major cleanup, and you can feel the energy there, and you can see everything goes decadent. Everything, just, you get poverty, you get drugs, you get just total decadent behavior and total uneven dispersal of wealth. It just, you get the tyranny and the poor and the poverty and everything, and then boom, something's going to happen. Nature's going to go, okay, the energies are so flat here, so we have to re-energize this place, and it's going to come in and do its thing.
Why does President Trump always speak of central casting in his speeches when speaking of certain Congress people? Is it to say great job on the casting for this movie?
Yeah, I haven't heard him say that, but I mean, I don't watch all of his speeches. Yeah. I do watch some of his speeches, and they're pretty right on, but great job. I think there's going to come a time, because this can only be a kabuki theater. There's no way, the way it's playing out. I mean, some of the stuff, nobody is that stupid. Nobody gives away everything like it's being done right now and plays roles to the worst possible scenario. And so I think there's going to come a time when everybody's going to line up and the masks are going to come off and they're all going to take a bow and say, now do you get it? You know, that's why we had to do this. And now we're going to clean up and get back on track again. So I would imagine that's probably what's going to happen, because, you know, the masks are so obvious. They're not even hiding them anymore. They leave the whole neck out.
I know.
And the earlobes are different and sags here and there. It's like a lot of those people have already been dealt with. Yeah.
Do you know where the English language comes from?
England. I've heard some of the language from the stars, and boy, it's really different. That's a really good question.
I think so too.
I mean, obviously it anchored in England, you know, and in that area. That's a good question. I need to look into that. I'm sure almost everything evolved from the stars,
right?
From different star nations and things. So.
Do you know why gold, silver, platinum prices are going down?
Yeah, so people can buy it.
You know? Yeah.
And you can't lose, you know, with that. And a lot of it's been, you know, it's going to go up like rapidly, but soon it's been held down for various reasons. And, you know, once fiat money just kind of crashes, it's going to go out, you know, out over the roof. So
what is the spiritual source of the Arab-Israeli conflict? Do you think it will be solved?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be solved. It's already being solved as we speak. You know, the Abraham Accords are being, you know, they're solving it themselves, which they should. And eventually they're all going to come together. With some groups over there, they've got some karma, you know, that they're going to have to be dealt with, but in the Middle East, but you know, it's definitely going to be solved. There's going to be peace, and those who have acted like tyrants and have a lot of karma are going to have an experience.
How do you design a society that doesn't need money? He says, please ask the ETs this question.
I'll tell you what, the higher civilizations don't have a monetary system, because they found out it created a lot of division and greed and competition and things, and they're beyond that. But they also have everything they need. So, I mean, if you have a replicator, what do you need money for? You know, you can replicate anything you want. And, you know, they do. They have replicators. And so there's really... They just don't operate on that. They're highly evolved, and they've mastered, you know, they've mastered poverty and disease and all these things, longevity, and it's just not a problem for them. You know, they've risen to the level of, and their technology as well, is that they don't want for anything. They can traverse the stars. They can go beyond light speed. They can go wherever they want and do whatever they want. You know, it's kind of like, it's really interesting. You know, if you have free energy and you've got a replicator, what else you need?
Like, yeah. What are your thoughts about Metatron?
You know, a lot of people like Metatron, you know, so a lot of people get mad about it, but a lot of Saint Germain stuff and things like that are, and I'm not saying they don't exist or aren't real, but they've been kind of, they've been abused. I mean, you know, whenever I hear somebody say Saint Germain, I say, grab your wallet and run, you know, but, because, like, you know, a lot of places in Shasta and things like that, it's a big money-making thing, you know. And so the New Age community, even the UFO community, they're multi-billion dollar businesses. And so there's a lot of, and the problem is that these are all external beings that we really need to make our own personal God connection and stop giving our power away to others and expect others to save us and things like that. So a lot of these are kind of old guard. It's an old way of doing things. And we need to go in. It's a self-mastery. It's all about mastering yourself, becoming the master, not expecting and the other masters will help you along the way. I'm not saying they don't exist, but it's just been convoluted. You know, a lot of that's all been convoluted. So, you know, whenever I see that, a lot of times I go, oh God, you know, here we go. What do you want? You know?
Yeah. Was the last solar event on Earth also an ascension process for humans?
Well, I think the sun is definitely tied into all that, and it's creating major changes, especially the cosmic rays in our DNA and everything else. And it raises the frequency. So the sun is evolving along with the Earth at the same time. And I'm sure we've had more than one ascension events, you know, other civilizations have ascended and just disappeared. And so I'm sure it's tied in.
When are the evil depopulators like Gates and Schwab going to be taken down?
You know, that's a really weird question because there's so many people that say they've already been taken out, and some recently, but that they're already done. And I think whoever's left, they're going to pick up here real soon and just get rid of them. But, you know, I don't know what this latest mosquito thing, you know, like, like they're going to drop all these mosquitoes off. And all of a sudden there's a big outbreak in West Nile virus where there really wasn't one. You know, they go, we're going to solve it with these mosquitoes. Well, every time these guys try to solve something, they have a huge outbreak. And the very thing that they're trying to, you know, like polio, they went over there and injected all those kids and they had maybe 12 cases of polio and all of a sudden they've got 40,000 on up and climbing, you know. So, it, you know, as the same thing with the flu and all the other stuff, it's the solution is always worse than the problem. And their solution is always worse than the problem. So we need to solve things ourselves.
What do you think it will feel like when the solar flash occurs?
You know, again, Babaji talked a lot about that. And he said, when these energies come through, some people it's going to be hit them like a brick that are really heavy and dense and, you know, totally locked into social consciousness. And they're going to have a really hard time with it. And the people that are on the path of awakening and healing and ascension are going to get hit like a feather. So it just depends on your frequency and your evolution.
Will the big reveal of disclosure happen before that shift?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's happening right now. When people talk about disclosure, I've had contact all my life, but here at Eseti, we're almost going on 40 years of contact. And we have the videos of the ships, the photos of the ships, the witnesses, you know, top scientists in every walk of life, Air Force base commanders, you know, triple PhD Boeing engineers and Skunk Works people all have testified, some publicly on Coast to Coast on our bill. This has been going on for a long time. So we tell them exactly when and where the ships are going to appear, and we have the video to back it up. And so when people say, when's disclosure going to happen? It's already happened. It's been happening. It's happened here for 40 years. The question should be asked is, why are they still censoring this? And why are they still covering this up? Because this is available for everybody to have their own experience, to see the ships themselves. And it's been going on for, even before I came here, it was going on. So and we know all the intricacies of it. You know, we know who they are, what their agendas are, their cultures, their ships, and a lot of their technology. I can't duplicate their technology, and that's out of my pay grade, but we know how it operates and what it does. But anyway, that's all been ongoing. And so when you keep asking when is disclosure going to happen, you're still waiting for an external source to disclose. And the external sources that are in charge of disclosure are part of the controlled narrative. And they are never going to disclose. 70 years and nothing's changed. We're still asking, are they real? And are UFOs real? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they, it's like we're still asking the same questions. We should be asking, who are they? Why are they here? Were they here in the past? Are they our ancestors? What's their agenda? Are they here to help? Or are they here to plunder? Those are the questions we should be asking.
Do you think when we ascend, we'll go into 4D positive and chill there for a while, or go to straight into 5D?
Everybody's going to be different. There's people that are plugged into 7D walking the planet right now, and they don't have all the rules and regulations we have. But a lot of them are going to go back to 7D, and some are going to go to 6D, 5D, 4D, wherever. It depends on where you came in from and your level of spiritual attainment before you came in. So we hit the end of the hour anyway, so I've got to sign off, unfortunately, because we have a couple photos and things we want to insert in here. So on that note, we're going to have to close out. And remember what I was saying before, one on the side of God is the majority. And so when we all make our own personal God connection, then we're going to know what's going on around us and what's really happening and be in touch with our own unique soul purpose and not be following everybody else off the cliffs like we're doing now. But time to sign off. We're out of time. James Gillen with As You Wish, East City Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. And don't let all this chaos get you down or the nonsense. It's not who you are. And maybe it's time to just walk away from it. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Mm-hmm.